there once for this afternoon's reading and meditation. I would like to find and read out of St. Matthew, Gospel according to Matthew in chapter 1, beginning on verse 18 and all the way to the end. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. This is how much is written in this portion of the chapter. May the Lord bless the words on earth. Let us all bow before the Lord in prayer. There once, before us is a account that we have read that happened almost 2,000 years ago. Event where I believe for each and every one of us who claim that are Christians, for each and every one of us who do want to become Christians or children of God in due time, should be one of the most important events in our lives. Not only birth of Jesus Christ, but also his life, his death, and his resurrection. And it truly would be shame if these events we would remember only in certain season, because everything we have, everything we believe, everything we're about are tied to this event, to these events, birth of Jesus Christ, his life. Very interesting thing that I found just recently. I was reading about, I think it was 100 most important events in a human history. Very sadly, and although not surprisingly, there were many important events in the history of humankind, that all kinds of rises and falls of empires. Interestingly, that birth and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ came in 16th place. In 16th place. Now, it depends who wrote that, who commanded the survey, and we have to understand that to most people in this world, if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, if they don't believe in Jehovah our God, if they believe other gods, false gods, this is not going to be in the top 5 or 10. But I think in our lives, there should be no doubt that since the creation of this world, this should be single most important thing that happened to humankind. And it happened in such a miraculous way, as we were reading, where we can read here that Jesus, that the birth of Jesus Christ, how it happened. So when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Very, very unique way of someone having child, or someone be expecting a child, the way that never happened before like that. Even though there were divine interventions, we remember Sarah and Abraham as they were really old. We have to realize that there was an intervention from God that she was able to conceive, and that she was able to birth a child, even if such a late age. We remember how Samuel was born. There has never happened in history that a woman, in this case Mary, was expecting a child without having been with a physical man. And this is something that, as we read this, even Joseph, her husband, as a matter of fact, they were sort of engaged. They were promised to each other. I believe it's more than just engagement. They haven't been living together. They haven't been together, as it is saying over here. But they were legally bound to each other. Joseph was legally bound to her, and she was legally bound to him. Joseph committed that he would marry Mary, and Mary also committed that she would marry Joseph. And as we read in verse number 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. We see that by the human thinking, by human logic, this was impossible, that she would be pregnant without being with a man. So he decided he was not going to put her to shame. He was not going to deal with her openly, but she was just gonna let her go, put her away privily, which means not to make a public example out of her, which she would have to be stoned if she was to become pregnant without being married to him. This is what he felt. I'm sure he was disappointed. We can just imagine that he did not understand how this could have happened. But he loved her so much that he was going to just disconnect this bond and not to make a public example. But while he thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. A dream that I'm sure we all of us had some kind of dreams, maybe some more often, some more seldom. Dreams that in most instances to us don't mean anything. They don't make sense. Sometimes we're happy to wake up from a dream if we were dreaming something that was happening terrible to us. But few instances in a New Testament happened maybe half a dozen of instances that God or angel was that has appeared in a dream and was telling his will or what's going to happen. And this was probably not Joseph's first dream. This was probably something that maybe he was having instances that he would dream often. Maybe not. We don't know. But I'm sure he felt something different about this dream, that he was approached by the angel of the Lord, which was telling him not to be afraid to marry his espoused Mary. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. I believe after Joseph woke up from this dream, I believe he had everything he needed. Everything was clear to him. What was happening around him. An angel of the Lord keeps saying, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call him his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Long before ultrasound was even invented, that enables in these days us to find out if we want to, whether it's going to be boy or girl, angel of the Lord told Joseph that he's going to have a son, that his wife is going to have a baby that he will call his name Jesus. Jesus is a Greek version of Joshua, which in Hebrew means Jehovah saves. This is not a first time that someone was called Joshua, but it was first time that child was conceived by the Holy Spirit of a virgin mother. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus Christ, God with us. This was going to be his name. And in verse 23, it was quoted directly from Isaiah 7, I believe, verse 14, where Isaiah was telling about virgin giving birth to a son who will be a savior of the world. And what can be more important in our lives, dear ones, than know that this child, this little baby Jesus was born for each and every one of us. That as we maybe rank our importance of the events in our lives, maybe we find something more important than the birth of Jesus Christ in our life, or his life, or what he's done for us. But as a Christian, as a brother and sister in Christ, as someone who believes that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior, this should be, as I mentioned before, this should be absolutely greatest thing that happened in our life, that happened in humankind, in our history. And it's not only that new era dates from his birth. Even those that don't believe in Jesus Christ cannot cannot go against that this was something that really happened. And whether we wanted to admit that or accept that or not, this is what's been done for us. And just like all those who were as I mentioned in the beginning, that put the event of Jesus Christ as a 16th most important thing in a human history that happened. We can also prioritize our things, dear ones. And we have a choice to do so. We have a choice, dear ones, as we heard this morning, to be engaged in the vineyard, to be engaged in what is our purpose on this earth, or we choose not to be engaged. We can make a choice to receive the invitation to the wedding of the king's son, or we can deny it. We can find something more important in our life to do, thinking in ourselves that we will have excuse, thinking in ourselves that maybe God will understand why do I not put himself up as a priority number one in my life? Why do I not live my life on this earth loving my God with all my heart, mind, and soul? Do we, dear ones, make him priority number one? Is this event that we read about, is this something that we cherish or that we maybe remember once or twice in a year? Or we thank God every evening, every day for the sacrifice he did for us? Because God, Heavenly Father, he sacrificed his son as atonement for our sins. Jesus Christ was born on this earth. He lived a life just like we live our lives over here. He felt the hunger. He felt the pain. He was ridiculed. He was mocked. He was made fun of. But he also served, regardless of what was happening around him. He loved us so much, dear ones, that he came and he was willing to put his life down. Not because he had to, not because those that arrested him were overpowering him. It was his love that did this for us. And if we take it as such, we will have no excuse. We will have no reason. We will have no different way of thinking to do anything differently but what he's done for us. And what is he asking from us to do as well? Last Sunday, those of us who were in Western Road in Toronto, we heard that Jesus Christ wants us to put his righteousness on when we come to him. We cannot just show up and think that we can do things our way. A wedding garment that is prepared for us is something that we all need to take. That's his righteousness. Our garments might be dirty, our garments might be nice, but he wants us to put his garment, his righteousness. And if we don't, At the end of the day, when he comes and asks us, how come we didn't put the wedding garment on? We will not have any excuse. Maybe we thought we can put out our reasons, our explanations. We will not have any excuse, dear ones. Therefore, let us make choice. Let's make choice today. And let's take this event seriously that happened for us, for each and every one of us, for the humankind. Even for those who don't believe in him. We need to be out there. We need to be out there as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We need to be out there being light and salt to this earth. That those maybe that don't believe in Jesus Christ, maybe they can see some little example of light in our lives. That we would bring forth to no one's glory but his and his only. Glory of our Heavenly Father for what he's done in our life. The things that we do because we love him, and we love him because he loved us. So dear one says, as we see example of Joseph waking up and doing things exactly as he was told. He was not afraid anymore to take Mary for his wife. He fully trusted that this came from God, and he knew that this was not just a regular dream or meaningless dream. If you feel that we are led by the angel of the Lord in our lives, let us not turn backs to him. Joseph could still have choice to doubt and not to marry, not to take Mary as his wife. But he trusted in the Lord. We have so many examples throughout this Bible, dear ones. We have this Bible, and his will is declared to us through the living word. We cannot be expecting in our dreams for the angel of the Lord to come tell us something. But if you know it, if you do, dear ones, let us obey his will, his words, and let us be to his honor and glory. He says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Jesus, who we claim as our Lord and Savior. Jesus, who came to this earth and showed us example, showed us how we serve each other, how we love each other, is the only one who we should be looking up to. He will never let us down. He will never let us down. May the Lord bless his word upon our hearts this afternoon hour, and let us remember that really this event, what was done for us, we cannot ever maybe even understand. We cannot ever repay what's been done for us. But to him, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, be all honor and glory. Amen.
The word of salvation and the message of the cross is extended to each and every soul that God has created. Every person on this earth. And Jesus has shown, and God has made it in such a way that the birth of Christ was in this simple, humble fashion to a family that was poor, not among the kings of this earth, not displayed for all to hear, but in simplicity and quietness. Jesus took on this flesh And he took no advantage to his own person, for his own self. And that's an invitation, and that's an acknowledgement to each of us. When we find ourselves struggling, when we find ourselves hurting, when we find ourselves at a loss, we know where to turn. To the one who's acquainted with our griefs and our sorrows, who did not have an easy life, but lowered himself far beyond what we can imagine to save us. And so no one can say he doesn't understand, and he would never care to come to my aid. But we see from the history that's recorded that yes, he does, and yes, he will. And that's the hope of the message of the gospel that is offered today to each and every soul who is longing to be free from sin, that Jesus is the way of salvation. May God bless his word to our hearts in this afternoon hour. Amen.